Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it is now time for the Jerry Jones Show right here, brought to you by Ford, with Sean and RJ on the home of America's team, 105.3 The Fan. Troy, we good? Jerry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, great this morning.
Jerry, last week you helped us fix this helmet rule. You said there's cause for concern. There's new language where the league said let's not call inadvertent contact. The numbers dropped, so we helped solve that. This week we need you to help us solve some of this preseason football action. It seems like teams are playing their starters less than ever before. We saw the approach that we thought you guys had to take the other night. Probably going to happen to an even more of an extent against the Texans. How big of an issue is preseason football, Jerry?
Well, of course, preseason football, candidly, has never been presented in my mind about the game, the competition of who wins the game. Now, when you eliminate who wins or loses a game, then you come up with a different program, so to speak, or it's just different. What preseason is each team has 90 to 100 players, and you really are trying to get a early look at knocking the rust off, or really of not evaluating, but taking your top veterans and starting their process of preparing for the season. But then you're looking at the evaluation, and each of those clubs for a preseason game has 90 players out there. Today, probably half of those players weren't on the roster. You haven't heard those names. And so it's an opportunity for fans to see those guys play some football, see how they stack up against another colored jersey, look at the process of building the team. Now, to me, that's always been preseason, and to catch it as a game that you'll have a winner and loser just obviously is really compromised with what you're doing. So that has gone along for years and years and years as the way to do preseason. The demands, the price that our fans are paying, ultimately, not only for the ticket, but the coming to the game, the coming out and participating, has increased over the years to the point that I think we all are looking at it very carefully. My solution is real simple: is cut back on preseason games, have one at each team's home, and play a couple of them, and then you need to add two games to the regular season, which I've been a proponent of for several years. And that's a better equity, or a better way of players using what they bring to the table, their talents, their skills, their professional time in pro sports. That'll give them a bigger payday. That's fair, and the other thing it does is certainly give our fans what we all think they deserve, and that is a competitive game. That's a mouthful.
Jerry, okay, so let's just say if they went to 18 games, would the season start 2 weeks earlier, would finish a couple of weeks later, going almost into March? Would there be an extra bye week thrown in there? How would that work?
Yeah, there's a lot of detail, and I don't want to in any way depreciate how we need to go through those details, but it does impact a lot of things. It impacts bye weeks. It impacts start of the year. We've used to start the season earlier. Now we do it at Labor Day. The Labor Day thing works out after Labor Day. That works out good for us. But there's a lot of detail to it, but it's very doable. And I think that, candidly, it's probably physically better for players than it is to have the longer preseason, the longer practicing. Our studies show that we actually have a ramped up injury situation with players during preseason as opposed to the injury factor in the regular season. So all of this has a lot of discussions, been discussed a lot. And prior to the last agreement that we made with the Players Association, this could have been a unilateral decision by the league. You didn't have to have the players vote or buy-in to do the 18 games prior to our last labor agreement. In the last labor agreement, we included it as a caveat of the collective bargaining, and so this has to have everybody's agreement as we sit right here. Now, in the new labor agreement that we catch later on here in the next 3 or 4 years, we won't have that won't necessarily be in the agreement, so it could be a unilateral thing by the league.
So, Jerry, based on your info, two more regular season games would not be an increased health risk to the players. You see decreasing preseason activities as improving health.
Yeah, first of all, now, this is debatable.
Yeah.
It's all has a certain spuriousness to it, and I think, is defensible, and really I did present it on the basis of that as something that I think that it does, and that is create a safer game for the players.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford, official vehicles of your Dallas Cowboys. Ford is the best in Texas with Sean and RJ. The other day, Jason LaConfora, NFL reporter, said hearing there could be more trouble for Randy Gregory. That got us really scared because of how good Randy looked the other day. We know how proud you are of him. Is there something out there, Jerry, or are you guys totally confused as to what could be referenced here? Is there something going on with Randy?
Well, you used the word confused, and that's probably not. It's not confusing. No, as far as our knowledge is concerned, and by the way, we don't get privy to his health records, and we don't get privy to his status relative to the NFL rules. We get results, but we don't get privy to how it's evolving. He's doing outstanding in camp as a player, of course, and hope that, to say the least, that everything's fine. But just by the very nature of it, when you're in the program in the NFL and our substance program, then you're vulnerable because you're subject to random testing at any time, and subject to many tests during the course of a month. And so not necessarily you'll get them, but you're subject to them. And you do get them. And that's different than if you're not in the program. And the overwhelming majority of the league is not in the program. And so you're more vulnerable when you're in the program if you have any type of issues. And so that's just a fact. And to me, that's as far as any of this stuff goes that I'm hearing at this juncture.
Jerry, is there any update on Travis Frederick and his illness?
No, other than I told some of the media yesterday that, boy, you guys are doing a fabulous job. I'm more knowledgeable through what I read and what you guys are presenting. Different doctors, different people of medicine, different people that have actually experienced it. That information is very valuable, and that's what I'm looking at. The facts are that the reason this is called a syndrome is because in part because it is hard to not only diagnose, but it's hard to predict as to when you'll get back to acceptable and good health for whatever your activities are.
What about Xavier Woods and Kayvon Frazier?
Kayvon looks like he is going to be set for the opener at this juncture. And, again, it's medical, and so you've got some ambiguous aspect to it. And Woods, we hope it's likely he'll miss the first game, but hopefully have him back for the second game.
Jerry, last week, you know, we thought you accurately pointed out that backup quarterbacks sometimes aren't put in the best position behind backup offensive linemen. That seemed to be the case for Cooper Rush the other night. But with that said, and the performance and the way the game played out, do you still feel as good about your backup quarterback spots?
Well, I think in general, if you're going to be using getting snaps in the preseason, or for that matter, at certain junctures during the regular season, if you can make those snaps go toward developing a potential talent for future quarterback, whether it be future being this season or future being seasons in the future, when you can take those snaps and do that, you're way ahead as opposed to taking those snaps with a veteran that developing is not the issue. You pretty much understand where they are in their careers, and they're there in case you lose your starting quarterback. I've come around to where I like the first one I talked about. I'd like for all of our quarterbacks to be quarterbacks that have a future, that are just initiating their careers, and you're trying to see just exactly how good they can be. So I see us going with young quarterbacks.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ford. We haven't asked you about this. We always like to ask you about business, but Arthur Blank and the Falcons, they unveiled this new concessions plan where they lowered prices for basically everything, and it turns out that they made more money last season. Have you studied that model, Jerry, and have you guys thought about something changing like that at all over in Arlington?
Yeah, I'm... I'll be very candid with you. I don't understand how you make more money when you have less money coming in. But I know there's well, I can tell you. I can answer my own question, and that is you just get more coming in. And our studies don't show that the lesser the beer, the lesser the intake. And so that's just my response to it. I know that they down at Atlanta, they run a good shop, and so to speak, and do a good job. And Arthur Blank's a brilliant business guy. He's was listed as in Forbes as one of the 100 greatest minds living of business. And now that was great until I saw mine listed in there with him, and then I put the. I said, if that's the caliber, then maybe that's not such a big honor.
Jerry Jones.
But anyway, Arthur's a good friend. He's smart and doing a good job there in Atlanta.
Jerry Jones joins us here on 105 Through the Fan. We read an article on The Ringer talking about a book that was written, and the author had a comment from you in there talking about, you know, would you trade in a Hall of Fame for another Super Bowl ring? And we were, you know, we were both talking about this, and we understand, you know, where you're coming from on this, and you know, the Hall of Fame is what it is, and you can't take either one away from you. You kind of want to set the record straight on where you exactly stand, and what your thought process is going into your thinking.
Well, first of all, years ago, and you know who we're trading with here, don't you? The man up above. Because whether or not you trade that for that, there's nobody to trade this for a Super Bowl win. Or there's nobody to trade that for a gold jacket. We're talking about upstairs now. And years ago, I wanted that third Super Bowl so bad that I said, if you'll give me one more, I'll never ask again. And so I find myself trying to retrade that trade for the last 20-something years. And so since we've got it in perspective of who we're talking about right now, then I don't have to make that trade. And so let's just win a Super Bowl.
Jerry, last one for you. Do you think with all this talk about money and finances and the health of the league and concessions and preseason prices, that do you ever feel the need to reaffirm your burning desire to win Super Bowls versus all the money and the Cowboys' worth and Forbes and all these other ancillary, you know, monetary numbers?
Yeah. We can do it right here. It would be embarrassing. It would be shocking if you knew the size of the check I would write if it guaranteed me a Super Bowl. And it would be obscene. There's nothing that I would do financially not to get a Super Bowl. So that's a given. That's a real given. The facts are that financial has not entered into it for a long period of time with the way our league is structured. We do, though, get a chance to create things that make our franchise attractive. And since there is a free agency aspect of bringing talent in, or for that matter, of attracting coaches, there is a free market out there at some point. So an attractive franchise, attractive facilities, things that make it attractive, people's interest in the team, all of those things, then I don't spare the rod on making the Cowboys attractive to get good coaches and to get good players when, in fact, you can do it. Most of the time on players, you get them, for the most part, through the draft. And the rest of the time, even in free agency, you have some constraints with the cap. I can say without equivocation that nobody has tried more financially, and this is pro football. This is not amateur. So you have to talk financial. And so no one does any more than we do to take the financial and try to put a winning team on the field.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.